This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. One of America's largest media companies has sought protection from its creditors in bankruptcy court. The Tribune Company owns the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and other newspapers. It also owns 23 television stations and the Chicago Cubs baseball team. Sam Zell, one of the nation's biggest property owners, took control a year ago. He led a stock buyout for $8 billion. He borrowed almost all of it. Many buyouts in recent years were heavily financed with debt. But Tribune was struggling with $13 billion of debt in a recession. It lost more than $120 million between July and September. Tribune sought protection Monday under Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy laws. Chapter 11 lets a business continue to operate while it seeks to restructure its debt. Sam Zell blamed what he called a perfect storm of economic conditions, including a credit crisis. But critics say he simply borrowed too much. Tribune is the country's first major newspaper group to declare bankruptcy since the rise of the Internet in the middle of the 1990s. Profits have been shrinking as newspapers lose readers and advertisers to competition from new media. The Christian Science Monitor, for example, plans to publish only online by April. Newspapers have, in fact, been losing readers since the 80s. But things are a lot worse now. Circulation in the 6 months ending in September was down almost 5% from the year before. Some papers fell more than 10%. The two largest newspapers, however, USA Today and The Wall Street Journal, reported little change. The New York Times is third. It was down about 4%. But executive editor Bill Keller says the Times is still profitable and had 1 billion page views on its website in October. Good journalism does not come cheap, he says, and therefore you're not going to find a lot of blogs or non-profit websites that are going to build a Baghdad bureau. He spoke recently on National Public Radio. NPR says it just had a year of near-record audience levels on the radio and online as other journalism investments decreased. But over the next year, the nonprofit network predicts a big deficit because of less giving by companies in the downturn. So this week, it cut 7% of its jobs and canceled 2 programs. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.